too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, February the 11th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We've got a lot to do today. We call this Reaction Monday. This is where we hear from you. We hear from you via our phone lines, our text lines, and our Twitter stuff. We'll tell you how in our third segment today. A little introductory segment now, and segment two with Zach Orr coming up. Obviously today, among the top of the things that we'll get into is Clemson's 59-51 victory over Virginia Tech on Saturday in Little John. The Tigers get their continue their hot streak and their momentum. This is now moves the Tigers to 15-8 overall, evens their record at 5-5 in the ACC. Tech falls to 18-5 and 7-4 in the conference. Very good defense holding Virginia Tech to just 28% from the field, just 26% from three. And one for the free throw line. Tech might not have scored a whole lot there. They went 16-17 from the free throw line. In this one, Shelton Mitchell was 5 of 9 from three. He had 22 points. Marquise Reed chipped in 15 points. The Tigers had some nice bench play. And Hunter Tyson adds a big three and 5 points overall, and a nice win for Clemson. Like I said, defense was great. Crowd was great. And now we'll look forward to the rest of the season, including Wednesday night down in Coral Gables, Florida, against Miami. So we'll look, see what the Tigers can go above 500 to keep this winning streak going. PGA Tour yesterday, hail at Pebble Beach. Rain delays, weather delays, didn't get it finished up. They'll finish up this morning. Two holes left. Phil Mickelson's going to win. He's going to beat Paul Casey and a bunch of local players here. A nice win for Mickelson out at Pebble Beach. We have one of the top basketball players in the country today, one of the five stars. Number one, according to 247, Anthony Edwards is going to pick his school today between Florida State, Georgia, and Kentucky. We'll preview that a little bit. Had a little NASCAR over the weekend. Had a little Daytona qualifying. We'll tell you how that worked out. We had the AAF. To be honest with you, I was kind of impressed. It wasn't great football, but at least it was football. And speaking of impressive, 3 million people watched Saturday night. Pretty good ratings. Beat the NBA Saturday night. Had some thoughts about a short-term, long-term, gimmicky fad, things on those lines. But we'll talk a little bit about that. College basketball, a really interesting weekend on the national scene, including Duke going to Virginia and just popping threes everywhere. Duke wins 81-71, second-ranked Blue Devils over Virginia, third-ranked to Virginia, 81-71. That was in Charlottesville. Tennessee beat Florida 73-71. Gonzaga rolled. Kentucky went on the road, beat Mississippi State. Nevada rolled. Michigan had a nice win against Wisconsin. That game up in Ann Arbor. Seventh-ranked Michigan beat 19th-ranked Wisconsin, 61-52. Tar Heels looked like they were right there on about to be knocked out, and they came back Hit a big three right before the regulation, interregulation, and won in overtime against Miami, 88-85. Michigan State got things going again. They beat Minnesota. It was a really good game. 10th-ranked Marquette beat 14th-ranked Villanova, 66-65. Kansas got back in the winning side of things. They beat Oklahoma State, 84-72. Florida State and Louisville, one of the better ACC games of the weekend. Seminoles beat Louisville 80-75. So a lot of college basketball we'll get into today and kind of tell you about that. The seedings, the initial seedings from the NCAA tournament committee stuff came out. We'll get to that a little bit. Can talk some net rankings. Not RPI anymore. Now it's NET rankings. Net rankings. See what they did there? So we'll talk about that a little bit as the show goes on. Tell you where Clemson stands, where South Carolina stands as far as that goes. Baseball this week, Clemson and South Carolina open up their seasons. College baseball starts this weekend, so we'll give you an idea of what's going on there. One of the top players in the country, the sixth-ranked player according to Rivals.com, Saville Smalls from Washington State, has Clemson in his top 12. He released to tell a little recruiting from the weekend. We'll get that to you. And I have a Justin Fields thought. Fields is initially eligible up at Ohio State, and I have a thought about that coming up. So we'll get to that as the show goes on. The most important thing I do every single day is to introduce the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 of the Twitter world. But number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, whoa!
Morning, Mickey. How you doing? That's good. Good. Nice attitude here on a Monday show.
It's not the attitude.
Excited?
It's not the attitude.
You're tired.
No, it's the balance.
It's raining outside. You want to be in bed still.
Nope. It's the balance.
Hey, you tell me you got a little bit of vertigo this morning.
Yeah, I've had it one other time, and the first time I had it, it was bad. This is not bad. This is just a little swimmy-headed. I hope that's what it is. I hope I'm not going to have a brain tumor or something. But
at least your head's in the right place.
Swimmy-headed, little nauseous, you know, a little. Hope it's a little ear infection, man. I don't know. Who knows? But remember about last Thursday, I said, man, I kind of feel nauseous.
Yeah.
Ever since?
Well, that stinks.
Yeah, just kind of like losing your balance everywhere, trying not to fall.
You look terrible.
I look awful.
You mean, I don't even know how you're here this morning.
I don't know. Well, the average mortal man wouldn't be.
Sure, sure.
But we got a job to do, and we're going to do it. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm good. I do not have vertigo. So that's a plus for me.
Right. I might not either. That's what it feels like.
You know, just excited to be here this morning. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a little tough to not hit the snooze this morning. The rain falling down outside. It was a nice warm bed.
Yuck.
But we got up. We persevered. And we're excited to be here.
Tell me about your weekend.
Clemson basketball on both accounts.
Yeah, good news, bad news.
Good news, bad news is right.
Yeah, we had a nice win on Saturday. We just talked about that. Ladies yesterday. That's a big one, man. Could have got that one.
Should have got that one.
Yeah, should have got that one. Yeah. That was a big one.
So we did that.
Yeah.
There was nothing on Friday. That was exciting. No, last free Friday for a little bit for me.
Because of college baseball.
With baseball starting up. Yep. Very excited for baseball, though.
Right.
I'm assuming we'll have Coach Lee Croy on in the next little bit here.
Working on it.
And, yeah, that was really the extent of the weekend. Nothing too crazy. Nothing too tame.
Well, I do have some good news for you. You said the rain kind of got you down a little bit.
No, I just wanted to make me sleep in a little bit. But when is it leaving?
It's going to be here tomorrow, too.
Oh.
54 today, 50% chance of rain the rest of the day. Tomorrow's where it's going to rain. 100% chance of rain tomorrow. But then 60, 60, 62, 55, 55, 53, 52, 62. I mean, we're in pretty good shape weather-wise now. It's going to be a pretty good shape weather-wise. So I'm looking forward to that. What's on tap for segment two?
I mean, I feel like we got to talk about a win over the number 11 ranked Virginia Tech Hokies for Clemson men's basketball team.
Yep, right.
It's an important thing to talk about. We critique when there's critiques that are necessary, and we praise when praise is necessary.
Well, we critique. You mean we criticize. We're critiquing this.
Critique and criticize, whatever you want to call it.
I'm tired.
It's early.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we'll do that for sure. That was a very, very good win. And Shelton Mitchell came alive and just couldn't miss there, especially in the first half, man. He couldn't miss. So that was great. Great win.
I was very adamant about you having a kid yesterday.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I'm assuming that didn't happen.
I didn't tell you. Yeah, he's here. Everything's great. No. Believe me, you'd know before the show, I would think. No, man, just sit back, just buying our time. Just waiting. Wait. That's what you do. Let me explain pregnancy to you.
Please.
The first trimester, you're so excited. Oh, we're having a baby. We can't, mm-hmm. can't tell anybody. Shh. Okay, we tell everybody, great. All right, everybody's great. You're having a baby. Second trimester, like, hey, you're having a baby. It's pretty cool, man. It's going to, you know, it's not here. Third trimester, like, we're having a baby. So today, tomorrow, when are we having a baby? When are we having a baby? You know, it's like, it's here, but it's not here. So we'll just kind of just wait, hang around.
I mean, you're right up against it now.
Yeah.
That due date's within sight. That due date's within your week extended tomorrow. Forecast on the weather app.
Right. Due tomorrow. On his date right now, they're talking about 52 degrees.
Mm.
On his what do they call it? Due date. But, man, who knows? Week 39 tomorrow.
Did you go to the indoor track meet?
I did not.
Interesting.
When I woke up Saturday morning, again, I didn't feel great Thursday, didn't feel great Friday. Walked 18 holes Friday. Didn't play very good. Got home, was a little tired, went to bed, whatever. Man, I woke up Saturday morning, I'm like, man, I feel like poo-poo. And so I laid around all weekend long, didn't do anything all weekend long. So,
well, you can't go out tearing it up Friday nights and expect not to feel...
I didn't tear anything up Friday
amazing
night.
On Saturday.
We were at... After church yesterday, we went out to eat. And again, I wasn't feeling great. Mary's not feeling great. Mary says she feels like a you know, when you have the biscuits in the little can, the roll, and you drop them and it busts open?
Yes.
That's what Mary says she feels like right now. Bust a can of biscuits. So we're sitting there, man, like poor pitiful us. And she says she looks over and she's two college boys beside us, whatever. And they're hungover as can be. And they're drinking Gatorade. And the guy says, man, this is the worst I've ever felt in my life. I'm like, yeah, bud, join the crowd. Everybody's in the same boat right now. But no, it's all right. It's quite all right. Kind of weird. Now, I will ask you this. Were you one of the 3 million people that watched the AAF? You were adamant about not doing it. No. And I'm asking now, watch the AAF?
I saw highlights. It's not good. It's bad quarterback play.
I don't know.
It's bad quarterback. They had great ratings. There's no doubt about it. They beat the NBA, as you talked about.
Yeah, I watched it.
And that's exciting, but I'm pretty sure that was a let me see what this is all about kind of thing. I don't expect that to hold up over time. They had that one cool hit on the quarterback that they plastered all over social media and then got some buzz, but I don't see it having any legs.
Somebody tweeted out that you'd be put underneath the jail in the NFL if you had a quarterback like that.
Sure.
Like they'd go ahead and just kill you, have your funeral. You know, they put you in an electric chair. That'd be it for that.
No funeral. They put you in an
right.
Let's
show. That's it. That was it. I'll be honest with you. It was better play than I thought it was going to be. Now rules help. You can only blitz 5 people. You only send 5 people at a time. You can only the linebackers had to come from inside the tackle box. There's no blitzing outside the tackle box. So there's little rules that make it a little bit better. So, bottom line is that they make the rules a little bit easier. I thought the quality of play was good. You know what I thought was really good? I thought the tackling was good. Speed of the game was pretty good. Athleticism was pretty good. I saw some great catches. Saw some great defensive PBUs. A couple of the uniforms I love, a couple of them I didn't. I thought the crowds were pretty good. Now, I want to agree with you that I have two schools of thought on it. Number one is short-term success, because people are going to want to tune in and see what it's like. Yes. Number two, this weekend was like a casual. I don't think anybody's passionate about the AAF. More of a casual deal. And I think a little bit of a fad. But that's the bad news, right? The mm-hmm. ratings are going to go down. 3 million people aren't going to watch every single game.
No.
But the good news is that it's football. And the good news is that we still love football more than we love other things in this country. And so I think Danny Cannell, somebody tweeted, hey, man, you know what? It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And Kurt Herbstreit said it wasn't. You said it wasn't. I said it was. I hear 50-50 then. I'm just not the 4 very famous people talking about it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty doggone good. I thought it was nice to see some big-name coaches out there. I thought it was nice to see some players to think about. I think it's something – like 80% of the players played in the NFL or made an NFL roster before or something like that. A lot better than I thought it was going to be, put it that way.
I mean, listen, if you need to scratch that football itch that badly, then I guess this is the league for you. I do not right now. We just finished the Super Bowl. we got some time here to miss the game for me, and we'll get back into the swing of things in a couple months here when we start the spring game, and then you can start to get excited about it. But it's just not, it's not my cup of tea.
Yep, I can see that. I can certainly see that. But it didn't suck. Put it to you like that. That's what I was going to put it. That needs to be their slogan. AAF. We don't suck.
We don't suck. We're not great.
Yeah.
But we don't suck.
Texas made a good point. It had massive TV ratings. It was, I think a little bit of that is, hey, let me open the box and see what it looks like.
Yeah.
The bad news it has going for it is that it's hard to be casual about sports. I think that was a lot of casual watching. Again, you have to have passion when you're watching sports. You can casually watch an episode of Cagney and Lacey. I try to think of a TV show that I couldn't think of one. Of 3 Men and a Baby. I don't know. Whatever's on TV now. You can casually watch that stuff. You can casually watch, well, you know why America has Got Talent or some of those, or The Bachelor or whatever. You don't casually watch those. You have some passion about it and you pull for one of them. But if you casually watch something, then your chances are, there's a good chance you might miss it next week. Baby's crying. You got a meeting going on. Yeah. Somebody calls on the phone. There's something on Netflix and somebody suggests you see it. So casually watching stuff doesn't lead to long-term success. So I get that. But on the other side of it, like I said, it is football and it's not a bad product. And they'll need people in the stands to make it look like it's exciting. Nobody wants to turn on. I told you, it's one of the main parts of the SEC they push forever, is that on SEC for ESPN, that what they really liked was that even though Mississippi State was playing Arkansas, and even though both teams mm-hmm. were 5-5,
mm-hmm.
there's still 60,000 people in the stands, and it makes it look like it's a big deal. So that's one of the most important things. Give the tickets away for free to make TV look pretty good. So
these players all have 3-year contracts. They're all the same money, right?
How much is it?
I think it's $50,000, $100,000, and $150,000,
okay,
or something like that.
Right.
They're all the same money.
Right.
Every year is the same for every single player. Once these contracts are up, do you see this league sticking around, or is this a flash in the pan?
I don't know.
As a hot take after one weekend of football.
I don't know that yet. I think it's too early to tell yet. But I will say that it gave itself a chance this week. And, you know, if this was playing any other time of the year, in the summertime, people aren't going to watch it, because in the summertime, you're out, you're doing things, you're on the lake, you're it stays daylight till 9 o'clock, and you're out with your kids and you're doing stuff.
Sure.
So this is the only time, and it can't compete in the fall. So this is the only time of year. Seriously, what else was there this weekend? NBA and college football? PGA Tour?
Yeah. I mean, listen, they got a couple weeks in February here, a little bit in March. March Madness is going to start, and I'll be on CBS. They're not going to air games for this league over March Madness.
But March Madness is only, you're only talking about really 3 weeks.
Okay. And then we're into the Masters on CBS. They're not going to air these games over the Masters, right?
No, but CBS Sports Network will, and the NFL okay. Network will. And so they'll be fine as far as finding a spot for the TV stuff.
And then we're into the actual NFL draft. And then we're into playoffs for the NBA. And then we're
by
into
then,
playoffs.
It's only an 8 or 10 week season. It'll be over by then.
For the NHL.
Yeah.
And you're just, you have a very short time period. And then in 2020, you got the XFL doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So not only are you competing with the NFL and college football, you're going to compete with another off-brand football league.
Yep. Yep. That might hurt you. So, again, it's too early to tell. They'll do as good or better than NASCAR. They'll do as good or better than a lot of college basketball. They'll do as good or better than the non-major golf stuff. I mean, they're giving an option. It was better than I thought it was going to be. We'll see. So,
we will see about it. I will defer to you because I didn't watch as much as you did. I watched a couple of plays. It wasn't for me, and I turned it off. So if you're the expert, you can be the expert.
I'm not the expert.
Show.
I don't claim to be the expert.
Wait, was you were the Apollos fan?
No. Or, Salt Lake Stallions.
Did they win?
I don't know. Didn't watch that game.
There it is.
Well, it's the first week.
And there it is.
First week. I don't know who I'm pulling for you. I like the Memphis Express uniforms, red, white, and blue, but they're terrible. So we'll talk about it. We'll get your thoughts on that coming up in our third segment today. Second segment, Clemson basketball coming up. Hey, guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I got to tell you this. It's this week, this Thursday. So Valentine's Day, make sure that you get everything in place by making one phone call, by going to one website right now. Really, one website's the easiest way. Never go wrong with Sherry's Berries and these big, huge, freshly dipped strawberries. These massive strawberries dipped in milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolatey goodness with decadent toppings. The perfect combination of a candlelight dinner and a bouquet of flowers and right here on for you. You're going to absolutely love our friends at Sherry's Berries. Now, here's the great news for you. I got a lot of good news for you today. Feel like I'm in a great mood today, buddy. Got some great things for you. At Sherry's Berries right now, Valentine's Day is on Thursday. Send her Valentine's gift of her dreams at a price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now. Make this Valentine's really special. Add a dozen red roses for $19.99 more. Is shipped with Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, enter my promo code Mickey at checkout. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter the promo code Mickey. Order today. Valentine's Day is just a few days away. They can still get it to them today, though. Your order today. It's our great friends at Sherry's Berries. Order those today. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment two, Zach Gore talks some Clemson basketball right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
Hello, this is Sean LaHoop, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We're excited about another season of Clemson Tiger Baseball. We look forward to what Monty Lee's team will do this year. Remember, Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information on all our levels of care, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. It's been a great season for Clemson Downs and Clemson Athletics. Go Tigers!
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Segment number two of hour number one here on the Mickey Parler Show. We call it Reaction Monday. We'd love to hear from you today. Nick Lavery is Clemson's local attorney. He'll help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt in the job or are dealing with the aftermath of a car accident and a personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration, and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. Nick is a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. He's been serving our Clemson and upstate communities for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case, call Nick Lavery today at 864-654-3680. Again, that's 864-654-3680. Mickey, the Clemson men's team had a wonderful victory on Saturday with a victory, nonetheless, over Virginia Tech, 59-51, the number 11 ranked Hokies coming into town. They were a little shorthanded, to be fair. Only brought 8 players to dress, I believe. But Clemson handled their business and got out of there with a 59-51 win. A game that was played, I'm assuming that you were tuned into this one. I don't think you got over to the arena, but I'm assuming you had it up on old ESPN2, I believe it was, while you were watching at home.
I did.
Laying on the couch on your deathbed, evidently.
Right.
Absolutely decked out. It was a hard-fought game, a game that was filled with fouls. It was tenacious on both ends of the court from both teams. Buzz Williams and Brad Burnell working up quite the sweats on the sidelines there as they're urging their players forward and back and getting them into and out of position.
Both of them were dapper, too.
They were both looking great.
Had the vest on.
Yeah, the three-piece
Brad went
on.
With Brad went with the pinstripes.
Yeah, they both looked good. They both looked good. That's always important. Eli Thomas got in a little bit of foul trouble. He had 4 fouls in the night. Amir Sims also had some foul trouble with 4 fouls as well. That meant we saw a lot of Javon White. And then we saw a little bit of Hunter Tyson, funny enough.
Big three.
Hunter Tyson had a gigantic three and ended up pouring in, 5 points. He had another bucket that he made as well.
Not often you say poured in 5 points.
Well, poured in 5 points off the bench is something that we haven't said a whole lot about.
Yeah.
And if we're going to be completely honest with each other here, he was the only one to contribute off the bench this past game. Javon White, John Newman, and Clyde Trapp had 0 points. So, yes, he poured in 5 off the bench.
Right.
And that was exciting to see. David Scar gave you 37 good defensive minutes. Stayed out of foul trouble this game, so that was exciting to see. He only had 1 basket made all day, and that was a later 3-pointer. That was exciting. Amir Sims had 25 minutes. Elijah Thomas had 25, both in foul trouble. Marquise Reed and Sheldon Mitchell also were on the court for 35-plus minutes with 36 and 40 apiece. Sheldon Mitchell's really the story of the day, though. Sheldon Mitchell started off the game on fire from behind the 3-point line. 5 and 9 on the day, 22 points overall.
5 of his first 6.
5 of his first 6, exactly right. Led all scorers with 22 points in the contest as Clemson gets out of there with a 59-51 victory. Really, we talked about it on Friday at length. What was Clemson's marquee win? What was their signature win to date on the schedule? And we threw around some names that just weren't quite up to snuff. And this is one that definitely takes the lead. And you can point to and say, wow, that is it. That is the win that vaulted them into contention for a bubble spot, that vaulted them into recognition on a national scale once again. Exciting to see the Tigers have success at home over a number 11 ranked Virginia Tech team.
Totally agree with all you said there. The last 3 games, Clemson held Wake Forest to 37, Georgia Tech to 42, Virginia Tech to 51. So the defense has been good. Now, again, a little bit of that. Those are great offensive teams. Virginia Tech could tell you they're not a great offensive team. But with that said, still great defense. And, you know, the thing that I liked about this team, I thought coming in, was I thought they'd have enough offensive balance. On the night that Reed would carry him, most nights, the night that Reed wouldn't be able to carry him, then Thomas would be able to carry him. If that didn't happen, then certainly Mitchell would. And if that didn't happen, then maybe Sims would. With that said, that hadn't necessarily been the case. But Mitchell felt it early. Like I said, five of his first six. Oh, by the way, he played all 40 minutes and did a good job there. Took advantage of Virginia Tech's point guard being out for the game. And the idea that Tech only played seven players in this game. And got the offense going, no doubt about that. And this is a team that needed that kind of offensive spark from somewhere else. Reed didn't have it in the first half. And then it still was just 3 of 10 from the field. But this team needed Shelton Mitchell, and he came through. And one of the things I loved the most about the whole thing was that he didn't force anything after he was hot. And he was able to get some nice assists because they were coming out, closing on him a little bit better. And he actually moved the basketball around a little bit that he didn't force. You know, sometimes, man, you know, everything goes in, just keep forcing it up. But he didn't do that. And as a result, you know, moved the basketball, had 3 assists, moved the basketball pretty good in the second half. But a nice – that's the win you needed. That's the marquee win. And as a result, Zach, we'll talk about this as well, Clemson's down 37 in the net ratings. Now, this is the new RPI.
Okay.
The NET.
And what does it take into account?
You know.
As compared to the RPI?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That thing.
Sorry, bad question. Terrible question.
That's okay. That's okay. With the win, Clemson was 43 in the old RPI, the new net ratings. And now they're 37th. And that's squarely on the bubble. As a matter of fact, CBS Sports had an article come out Saturday night by Jerry Palm, and it said Bracketology Bubble Watch. Indiana has big game Sunday versus Ohio State, and Clemson picks up valuable victory. So, you know, as far as the headlines go from this weekend, as far as bubble teams go, then Clemson really had one of the biggest games of the bubble weekend. Actually, maybe the biggest game of the bubble weekend.
Clemson sits 8th in the ACC right now with a 500 in conference record. You're 4 games back of the leaders. I don't expect you to make a run of the table, run of the standings there, if you will. I do expect you to try to claw and find a way to finish 5th or 6th, and that probably firmly puts you into a tournament contention bid. Would you be in agreement with that, Mickey Plyler?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure now. And in the other game, Ohio State beat Indiana.
Yep.
So Ohio State is now 38th, one behind. They stayed at 38. And Indiana's still, they're way down there, I think, as far as bubble goes. Let me find Indiana. Anyway, Ohio State is 38th. In that one. And now this gives Clemson, Lipscomb is 30th. So this gives Clemson a nice deal there. Virginia Tech is 14th now. They were 10th on going into Saturday. So that's a nice win for them to get a top 10 net win. And you get this quadrant wins now, whatever. It gives them a nice upper quadrant or first quadrant win, whatever it is, quadrant A, whatever those things are now. And so that's what they needed, because that was the only thing that was not the only thing. That's one of the things that was missing, was that kind of win. That's what we talked about last week. Not criticized, but just pointing out, hey, hadn't beaten anybody. Well, now they have. Now moving forward, can we do some win a game?
I was just about to introduce that. We have, 8 games left on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
8 games left. You start with going to Miami. Day before Valentine's Day, 7 o'clock on ESPN2.
Miami 2-9 in the league and 10-13 overall, and Clemson's favorite in this one.
Coming off of a devastating loss to North Carolina.
Yeah, looked good in that game too. I'm going to win.
You're going with a win there. I love it. Let's go with the win.
Yeah.
You continue the road trip at Louisville on the 16th, a noon tip.
That's a loss on the road at Louisville. Louisville is 8-3 overall in the league, 17-7, ranked 16th in the country. And Louisville's, what's their net rating? Their net rating of 15 right now on the road. That'd be a tall task.
We have beat bigger and better teams before, according to that net ranking. It could happen.
I'm not saying it can't. What are you going with?
I'm going to say they lose the game as well.
So you're trying to make me feel bad.
Florida State at home on the 19th, 9 o'clock tip. I hate those games.
Florida State is 25 in the net. That's going to be a really close game. So the key game on the schedule.
If you want to be serious about this postseason, you got to find a way to win that game specifically for me.
I'm going to go win.
Win a game at home against a ranked opponent.
You?
That you should win. Yes, I'll go with a win as well.
All right.
So you're 2-1 the next three. That's exciting. You got Boston College coming to town as well on the 23rd.
Bad Boston College team.
So let's say you're winning that one.
Right.
You're winning that one. You're rolling now. You got 2 in a row, and then you go up to Pittsburgh on the 27th.
Bad Pittsburgh team.
Oh, boy, we're cooking with peanut oil now. North Carolina comes to town on March 2nd.
That's a loss.
North Carolina comes to town. They're not going to North Carolina.
That's a loss.
But maybe.
Go ahead. Say it.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Okay.
At Notre Dame on the 6th.
Bad Notre Dame team.
Your last 9 o'clock start.
That's a win.
Okay. And then Syracuse at home.
Boy, Syracuse and Florida State games, those are two big, big, big. When I say big, I mean big games.
Mammoth.
Let's say we split Syracuse and Florida State at home. That's 6-3. That is 21-11. And that is, how many games did you say you had? Let me see. Eight more games?
Yeah.
That's 5-3, I'm sorry. That's 20-11 overall. And that's 10-8. 10-8 in the ACC.
I still think you need a conference or a
depends. It totally depends. Now, what I am hearing, and let me just give the fans out there, because I'm now starting to pay attention to it a little bit. The teams out there that are on that bubble kind of deal, all right, the teams you have to watch out for from now on, all right? I'm just going to fly through some of these. That way you can just start watching. We'll get much more into this if Clemson continues this kind of run. 31-40, Washington, TCU, Texas, Baylor, NC State. See, State's got a good record. Overall record, but their schedule stinks. Stinks. Ole Miss, Clemson, Ohio State, Utah. 40-50. Nebraska, Florida, Oklahoma, Alabama, VCU, UNC Greensboro, Central Florida, Indiana, Syracuse, St. John's, St. Mary's, California. So those are those 20 schools right now. Those are like all bubbled up in there. Bubble boys. So you got to watch out for Bubble Boy. So keep an eye on that. It's fun to keep up with because a month ago we wouldn't think we'd talk about Bubble Boys. Now we're Bubble Boys. So we'll see. So this weekend, just in summary, let me give it to you before we take a break, Zach. Just in summary, Butler beat Georgetown over the weekend. And that has an effect. That's a little bit of a bubble effect right there in that now. See if I'm right. Butler's now 53. Tulsa, Temple. Back up. Tulsa beat Temple. Temple fell to 55 in that list right now. VCU beat St. Bonaventure. VCU moved up from 49 to 44. Auburn lost to LSU. That affects Auburn going down and does affect LSU. LSU, that's a good win for them at home. LSU is now, what did we say LSU was? LSU 17th. That's great for them. Auburn is 20th. Both those teams are squarely in right now. A couple more in here. NC State did beat Pittsburgh. So State went from 35, but Pittsburgh wouldn't do them any good down to 34th. Arkansas is one to watch. The Gamecocks beat Arkansas. And so Arkansas was 60th. Now they're 62nd. So you can still make some runs in here. Oklahoma lost this weekend. That dropped Oklahoma. They lost to Texas Tech. That's good news for Clemson. Oklahoma dropped from 35 down to 42. We'll do some net daily ranking stuff coming up. As long as Clemson can stay in this thing, it's going to be a lot of fun for the first time in a while. Right, a month ago, you didn't think we'd talk about net ratings, would we?
No, a month ago, we were having a much different conversation.
Okay. Well, it's good. It's good. Good for them. Good on them. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines for the first time. Hey, Donnie Patterson, Patterson's Tax Service. Friends, we are now looking at the rest of February up to the 1st of March, and March 1st, April. You're a little more than 2 months away. They're going to slow down here in the next week or so because the first time families and businesses that have to have that, get them in early and get that refund back, those will kind of settle down a little bit. I think this is about the best time to go because they settle down. They're not at that end of the year rush. They have two rushes, one the very first of the year rush and one the very end of the year rush. So now's a good time to do this. If you're outside, you're working outside, if you dependent upon the outside and the weather, you know, today and tomorrow would be a great day. You can even make an appointment today for tomorrow. So tomorrow will be a great day to go by and see these folks. If not Saturdays, if you're a 9 to 5-er, if you can't get by, if you got kids, whatever, Monday through Friday, you can't get by, then Sunday or Saturdays are a good day to go by as well. Get your taxes done. Get them done right. Get them one of the best folks out there. Hey, you people, I got to tell you, if you're listening to us anywhere on our apps, if you're not in the upstate right now, you don't have to go by. You can call them. They can take care of you. There's our wonderful friends over at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. We'll take a break, come back. Open phone lines on Reaction Monday right after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, I'm Dabo Sweeney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Absolute Waste Management is your answer to a clutter-free home, garage, attic, yard, and more. They handle getting rid of the junk you no longer need or want. All you have to do is call. Absolute Waste Management offers competitive pricing, no hidden fees, and get the job done quick. Call today for a clean out or junk removal service quote. Make the call. You'll be glad you did. 864-266-7131 and visit AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com for more information.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
The long-awaited 2019 Honda Passport is now at Hendrick Honda Easley. Just a short drive from wherever you are, Hendrick Honda Easley has the Passport in stock and ready for delivery. All redesigned with Honda Sensing Standard. Available in four trims, including all-wheel drive with four drive modes, LED headlights, with tons of options and accessories. Hendrick Honda Easley is your Honda Passport to adventure. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Springtime is almost here. It's the perfect time to tackle the next job on your list. And AutoZone has the free services to help you do it. Like our free loaner tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. Got more to do? We've got more for you to do it. And right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $17.99 after a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Innovation is just one reason you should do business with Crute LED. Our ability to deliver a money-saving universal mounting bracket for parking lot lights eliminates the requirement for different types of brackets to install them. This exclusive Crute LED feature allows you to use the same bracket for round and square poles and can even be used for wall mounting. Listening to our customers and delivering new solutions is what we do. Call us at 864-401-8156 or email us at sales@crute-led.com for more info or to place your order today.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
Welcome back. back. Glad to have you with us here on a Reaction Monday. Hey, speaking of Monday, Thursday is Valentine's Day. Get in touch with Pro Flowers. Make sure you get your order like a pro. Get the perfect bouquet at the perfect price with a 7-day freshness guarantee. Here's the deal. You get freshly cut, carefully packaged, express delivery with their flowers that arrive in perfect condition, and you still get it. I know what you're saying, man. How do you do it? How to order it on Monday and get it on a Thursday? It's crazy. Valentine's a few days away. Right now, you get a dozen roses, assorted roses, free glass vase, $24.99, plus shipping and handling. This is easy as pie. You go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner of the page. Enter the promo code Mickey. That's M-I-C-K-E-Y to choose the perfect roses at the perfect price. Simple as can be. Proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the promo code Mickey. Proflowers knows that they know you hadn't done it yet. They know you're still waiting to procrastinate. They know that you probably didn't know that Valentine's Day was Thursday. Proflowers.com. Click on that microphone in the upper right-hand corner in the promo code Mickey. That's M-I-C-K-E-Y. And order those today. I did it at my house. They look great right now at my house. And you still get to keep those vases for future use. So good stuff from Proflowers. Our telephone number, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's get to a couple of phone calls here. You guys been hanging on forever. Let's go to Zeke. Been hanging on through the break. Zeke, thanks for your patience. How you doing, man?
What's up, Mickey?
Nothing much. Hope you had a good weekend.
You know what? Got to play a little golf on Saturday. Played 18th, so that was always nice.
Nice.
You know what? I can't say this. I can tell you this. My chipping wasn't kind to me. My gosh.
It's a hard time of year to chip because you got dormant Bermuda grass and it's wet and your game's not in shape and it grabs it up. It's a hard time. Don't get down in your short game right now. It's that time of year.
I'm about ready to put the wedge up and just go to the hybrid, man. It was just to try to run it up there because it's sure you're right. I couldn't get any loft. But anyway, but you know what? It's still nice to get out there and play 18 holes.
No doubt.
Better days are coming. Greener grass, better lives.
Right.
Are coming, man. So,
I'll tell you this. Years ago, Woody McCorvey told me this. He said, when the grass is brown, it's about the fellowship. When it turns green, it's about the competition.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got a note. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, Meg. I got a note, Ray Cook, M1 chipper.
Yes.
And I swear, Meg, I wish I'd had that thing with me. because I'm serious. I'd have shaved off a few, three or four, because I'm telling you, it would have helped. But you're talking about Clemson basketball. I'm not. Listen, I think Clemson really should be in the tournament. I do. I was telling Zach, I had Clemson going to take 6th in the ACC to start the season. I think they're going to finish 5th or 6th. That front schedule was tough. I figured they'd get some momentum in the middle, and I think they'll continue that momentum. The way you guys look at the schedule, I will say this, Mickey, and here's my question for you. Would you trade a loss to Florida State or Syracuse to beat North Carolina at home for what that would do to your net rankings?
Yes. Yeah, I think that a net gain. See what I did there? A net gain through all that. So, yeah, they look. But look, North Carolina's playing at a level now. You saved yourself a little bit on Saturday at home. Kind of sleptwalked through that one. But you saved yourself. You set up. You got this two with Duke coming up here down the stretch. But yeah, the Tigers will take that because I think that helps them with their net a little bit. And let's face it, Zeke. Not too often do we see, and this is because of the expansion of the league, but not too often do we see where, let's face it, Miami, Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, Boston College, Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, those are bad basketball teams. And so you got to feast on those teams.
They are. And Clemson has. And listen, it's funny because we have Virginia tonight, man. How did you like Virginia's schedule? Duke on Saturday, Chapel Hill on Monday.
Yeah, tough.
That's not easy. But, you know, I think Clemson's playing much better basketball. I think their defense has really picked up. I think they gained some confidence. It's tough that everyone's catching. And to me, they're squarely an NCAA tournament team. I like what you guys predicted. I agree. They might could get both Syracuse and Florida State. I think the Syracuse game will be tougher with that zone, but I think that's the last game of the year, so that place will be rocking. And honestly, I expect that you're my age. You know this. Little John Coliseum to the history of the ACC. And I'm like you, a little older, has been one of the toughest, if not the toughest, arenas for North Carolina to win games in. There's been some really, really great North Carolina teams go to Little John and lose. So, unlike you guys, I don't chalk that up to a guaranteed win. I chalk that up for my team as You better go in there and bring your A game, or if not, you're going to go out with the loss, because Clemson always plays North Carolina tough at home. They always have. I mean, we could go back to the 80s again. We've had some number one ranked teams roll in there and leave with a loss. So I just always look at that as a battle. And with Clemson needing a win, like a really a statement win, man, Carolina, we just better have our game ready or we will leave with a loss. So, you know, exciting times. But if you look at the conference right now, Mickey, would you say Clemson, if you looked at the ACC, I'm sure you got the teams in front of you, would you say they're one of the best six teams in the ACC right now?
Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, Louisville, Virginia Tech.
First four games, I agree with you.
And then Syracuse and Florida State are better than Clemson right now. But the Tigers are coming. And I can't sit here and guarantee you that they will be better by then. And on those net rankings that we just talked about, now Florida State's in better shape. Florida State is currently 25th after a win this weekend. But surprisingly, Syracuse is down at 48th. So according to the net, part behind, by, you know, in between those two right now. But look, Clemson's playing better than those two teams right now. And
if you beat them both at home, beat them both at home, then guess what? You're finishing right where I figure, right about sixth in the conference.
Right.
But, you know, I know Virginia Tech didn't have their point guard, but it doesn't matter. You got injuries are part of sports. You guys took care of business. I'm with you. That Louisville game, I think, is a tall task for Clemson. That's a really good Louisville team with a lot of parts, and they're going to be on their home court. But, you know, Clemson's got three home games. Two of those against teams, their net rankings are ahead of them. And I think those three are going to decide, bubble to no bubble, just we're in. We're sitting in good shape. And then also, let's be honest, Mickey, you got that ACC tournament. Wouldn't hurt to win a couple games there also. So
right.
I think you're not just spurring the conversation. I think Clemson, would you agree with this comment? Clemson controls their destiny to make the tournament.
Oh, no. No doubt about it. No, now, that was not the case a few weeks ago. But they have played their into that now. That luxury now that if you go out and get it done, you can do this. Now, we'll tell you this. Here's the good news as far as controlling your own destiny. Let's say the Tigers finished, let's say, seventh in the league. Then they would get the winner of 10 versus 15. So then you get the winner of Miami. Right now, let's just hypothetically, Miami 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. Miami, Notre Dame. So that team would already play the game. And then you get...
You're better than both
of them. Right, you're better than both of them. So now, you know, you get a game, you get a day's rest, and you get a game to win. The reason I mention that is because that bottom of the league is so bad that most likely you'll be facing a team that you can beat in the, you know, in your first game. Now, whether it's the first round or second round, whatever.
That's right.
But, you know, that's a pretty good little advantage for you. If Zach was right a while ago when he said that this team might need an ACC tournament game win to move forward, well, the bottom of the league kind of affords you that, and you'd be favored in that up in the first round or your first game of that.
Well, I'll tell you this much, and I'll say this and hang up your thoughts, but here's the deal. You won't need an ACC tournament win if you take care of business on your home court.
Good point.
Because if you just take care of business on your home court, that means you beat Florida State, Syracuse, and North Carolina. So if you want to get in the tournament, it's real simple. Just take care of your home court, beat those three teams, and I don't think you got to worry about it. I'll hang up and get your thoughts. Thanks, Mickey.
Great point. Appreciate the phone call, Zeke. If you beat Florida State, North Carolina, and Syracuse, beat those three teams at home, and beat Boston College at home, too. Just win your home games. Then pick up one between Pittsburgh, Notre Dame, and Louisville on the road. Yeah, you're in great shape. In Miami, you're in great shape. Very good point. Paul is an entry. Paul, I got about 90 seconds or so, Ben. How you doing?
Just fine, buddy. Hey, what do you think about old Phil yesterday?
He had those irons dialed in, man. He's 6 under par through 16 holes. He's playing fantastic. He wanted to finish. I get they're not finished. Try to one more hole.
Yeah, he did. You could tell he was kind of mad. He wanted to finish that thing.
Yeah, but I tell you what, his iron game was right on. He drove it well enough. He's still not a great driver of the ball. Drove it well enough.
No,
game was good, putting good. But he's a great iron player, no doubt about that.
Yeah, anyway, get on this basketball team. I'm still not sold on them, though, Mickey. You know, I told you earlier in the year that I'm not sold on them. I mean, we hadn't beat him. But what's the three best teams would be? Probably Lipscomb, South Carolina, and Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech without their best player.
Yeah.
I'm still not really sold on this team. I hope they can – I just don't see them pulling off beating Syracuse, North Carolina, and those three that you mentioned. I hope it happens. I hope – I hope that I will get on here and say, hey, everybody, that y'all was right and I'm wrong, but I'm still not sold on it. We really hadn't beat anybody. I mean, wouldn't you say South Carolina's probably the third best team we beat? And they're not really, they're what, 500?
Yeah,
I'd look at the, where are they at in the net ranking? South Carolina, where I hang up when you get off break.
Thank you.
Where is South Carolina in that net?
Thank you, but appreciate the phone call. The Gamecocks were 111. They beat Arkansas. They moved to 99th. And of the wins so far, is what he wanted to know. Nebraska, by the way, all the way back to 40th. So that Nebraska loss hurts you a little bit there. The third best win according to net right now looks like Pittsburgh at number 92 so far. Team is 2-8 in league. I get Paul's point, and Paul wants to be wrong. I get that. Hey, the Pickens and Easley and Powdersville Y have great programs. They've got the Journey program, the wellness program that helps you with your great sessions there. Indoor and outdoor pools and water slides for the kids. Free child watch for your workout. Financial assistance if you need it. They have great programs. Get in touch with the Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville Y. Join them today. The Google search gives you the phone numbers, everything you need. This top-of-the-line team, top-of-the-line equipment, great facility, a lot of fun over there. Life-changing program. So get in touch with our friends over at the Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville YMCAs. They want to help you out. They want to talk to you today. Get in touch with them. Great facilities there.